Good morning. We all know that is always red.
I don't think we can hear any of them.
And in Sefer Yetzirah it says the idea of Chodesh Tammuz. Here, Reb Simcha, can you hear? Hello, can anyone hear?
Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, let's start again. Everyone knows that the Parshas Korach is always read as we commence the month of Tammuz. And Sefer Yetzirah it says Himlich Oisches Bir'ir. The idea of Chodesh Tammuz and Av are connected the two einayim, the two eyes of a person. The Pashtos Pshat is that the Avodas Hashem of the months of Tammuz and Av, when it's very hot, is idea of Shmiras einayim. Therefore, Tammuz is connected Shevet. We know the 12 months correspond to the 12 tribes. Chodesh Tammuz is connected Reuven, Milosh, and Re'iyah. Aber in a deeper level, that's only in the Chinuch from Sur Meira. Aber in the Avodah of Asei Toiv is something infinitely higher. The Pasuk says, Mio Ish Achav Yitzchayim Oyev Yom Liris Toiv, that is an Avodah of Liris Toiv, positive seeing only good. Obviously, if a person only sees good in another Yid, then the Tzol Hashem Chamira, he won't be Nichshul and Lashon Hara, etc., etc. And the Avodah of Tammuz and Av is the two eyes, Liro is Toiv, and through that one is Mahapir from the Eini Eini Yardus Moyim, as the Pasuk says in Echa, that it says in Sforim HaKadosh and Bechal, based on Marshal, that the 22 days of Bein HaMetzorim HaMechuvim can get the 22 days from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres, and which ends with Sukkot. Sukkot is also the idea of Re'iyah Shesachta Baruch HaKadosh. Therefore, on Sukkot, Klal Yisrael brought the ayin pouring, again, the idea of eyes, and elevating the eyes only to see good, which is merumas in this week's parasha, ha'enei ha'noshim ha'ele tenaker, einayim is Tammuz and Av, ha'noshim ha'heim is gematria 456, which is Tammuz and Av. In other words, and therefore you have in the Seir, it says, twice it says the word ha'enei ha'noshim in this week's parasha, ha'enei basa Allah ha'pasak ad'iyuv, Bosser's Gimatria Chagasukis, that the avoid of Tammuz and Av, of elevating one's eyes, Liroi's Toiv, to see only good in oneself, in others, in the Bria, is the avoid as we prepare for the avoid for the Yom Neroyim and for Chagasukis. On a deeper level, there's an Indian of Eine Bosserloch, we have Fleshige Oigen, we have physical, coarse, gross eyes. The purpose is, it says in Pasuk, Eine Hashem el Yireyev, Eine Hashem el Tzadikim, get licha uygin as this foreign taich, that one should be mizdabik to Tzadikim, who are considered to be the Eine Ho'edo, and through that we're able to have a perspective, a vantage point of looking in the world, the Tzadikim look on the world. Be'emes is a famous from Sofer in Teras Moshe, who says whenever, just like there's physical eyes, there are spirituals, Ze'ena Seichel, and in order that one should be able to see spiritual in Yonim and Yonim of Kedusha, one has to be Oitzim Einov Mira Oisra, to close one eyes to the physical. And then, Hum in Reimim Yishkin, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, therefore when we say Kriyat Shema, we close our eyes, both Kechashecha Ke'oira, says the Holy Chassid Sofer B'Shem Rebbe Daflo, the Kechashecha, in accordance that one closes his eyes to Yoni Elam Hazeh, he has the Lichtekait of Torah, the Hepech of what it says by the Chet Eitz Hadas, everything is connected to Re'iyah, V'Teira Yishukitay, but the Pekachna Ineyam, suddenly their physical eyes are open and suddenly they realize Ki Arumei. So this is the Avoida of Chodesh Tammuz, to change, to elevate, to subliminate one's eyes. I've discussed many, many times. It's brought in Birchus Olam, it's brought in Zerakodesh, and Svarim HaKodesh. That's an Indian of Tzoras Ayin. A person has a limited, a negative eyes. And therefore, Tzoras Ayin Mitzayra is Gematria 400, which is Ra'ayin, which is connected the 400 soldiers of Esav who came to fight against Yankiv. Yankiv Avin, the Pasuk says, Toiv Ayin Hu Yevarach. That refers to Yankiv Avinu. Therefore, we know Yankiv Avinu lived 147 years, which is Gematria Toiv Ayin, the opposite of Esav, who's Ayin Shav. And therefore, the Kli Yakar says, there are many times you find in Tanakh the idea of 400. We find the first of all by Ephron. Ephron is in Chassid, it's written 400, it's Gematria 400. And he was a cheapskate, he was a tightwad, he was a Ra'ayin, and therefore Avram had to pay him Arba Meyo Shekel Kesef 400 Shishkolim to transfer from Tuf, which is 400, from the elevated B'nei Chetz. It says, Nesforim Akto Yishav and Arba Nachal Tuf, the final regal of the Tuf is Ragleo Yerdis Moves, to change from the Tuf into the Ches. Perhaps that's Pshat Himlich Oyus Ches in the month of in the month of Tammuz and Av, which is to elevate the Einayim, the opposite of Ephraim, the opposite of Metzora. Therefore, we find by the Kli Yakar says when the Shvatim had jealousy because of the Ksenis Pasim, they were jealous of Yosef. Therefore, it was Nesgalgal Advarim, and they were subject to the Gzeira of going down to Mitzrayim, Vavodum, V'inu, Oysum, Arba Meyashana, again, the idea of 400. Likewise, by Novel Akarnali, who is Ishkili, a cheapskate, a Ra'ayim, it says that Luma said David Amela came to fight against him with 400 soldiers. And therefore, Yankiv Avinu, who's the Toiv Ayin, the opposite of the Ayin Shov of Esav, it says by him, when he asked him, you know, his encounter with Esav, he said, Yeshli Kol also is Gematria 400. Because a person who's armed with Amunah and Bitochen, and he knows that the Eibishter is the one who's poil everything, and it's not Kuchi, but it's in Yodi, he has an inner serenity, an inner tranquility, he's at peace with himself, he's at peace with others. And therefore, the Yeshli Kol, Gematria 400, is the Le'umazeh, to overweigh the Arba Meis Ish of Esav. And if we find the Gemara says in Shabbos that the Eibishter told the Malach Gavril to write the letter Tuf, which is 400, in ink on the foreheads of Tzadikim, and Tuf in blood on the foreheads of the Rishoyim, that they should be Nichne Tachas the Malach Echavola. Why Tuf? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, Tuf, Tichia, Tuf, Stamuf. It all depends on this midah of Toiv Ayin versus the Tuf of Arba Meis Ish of Esav Arach. And that's the idea of the avoid of Chodesh Tammuz, the Einei Hashem of Tzadikim. To that, we're mahapich, the Yimei Avelus of these months in the days of Simcha. The Chald is a Maimer of Tzadikim, Reb Tzadik HaKoyin speaks about it at length in Yisrael Kedushin, the Re'emma speaks about it in Parashas Vayechi. Anyone who's a Toiv Ayin does not have to be worried, don't have to worry about the Ayin Hara of others, of the Esavs of this world. And therefore, where was the Beis HaMikdash built? In the Chalik of Binyamin. Binyamin is written 15 places in Torah, Chasser, and most places Molech. Binyamin Chasser is Gematria 152, which is Ayin Toiva. You build the Beis HaMikdash by looking with a good eye, positively, optimistically, on another Jew. Binyamin Molech 162 is Gematria Ayin and Lev, which is the Pasuk says, V'hayeinai v'libi sham kol hayomim. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where the Ashkacha is experienced. And therefore the Beis HaMikdash is built through Binyamin, the Ayin Toiv, and is destroyed by Esav Edoim, which is the Ayin Ra. And therefore ultimately will be rebuilt, and on the Kuyim, the Pasuk, V'hoya Beis Esav L'kash, Kash is Gematria 400, when he closes his eyes to Veltishkat, and opens his eyes to the Eibishter, that's why we close our eyes by Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema also is Rashi Tevis Kash. Then, Humeraimim Yishkoin, we see a different world. And therefore, Bitochen, plus says Shavar Amshar, plus Ayin Toiva is Gimatria Bracha. How does one get a bracha, get a good life, get peace and inner tranquility and serenity in this world, when a person has Emunah and Bitochen in the Eibishter? And therefore, he's zeichet to midas his tapkus. He's happy with his lot. He's a meyach b'chelkoi, and therefore, he's a toiv ayin. And therefore, you find by Yosef Atad, Yosef is gematria. I ain have I the eye of Hashem. Ain Hashem by Yosef was Yirei Shemayim. Eso likim ani yor. Therefore, the pasuk is by he avayas Yosef. The Ebrister was with Yosef by he ish masliach. He was a successful person because he's zoichet the brachas. He doesn't have to worry about an ayin hora. The Gemara says in the sechta brachas that Yosef ben Peres. But Paris Yosef and Paris Ali Ayin Ula Ayin, he rises above the Ayin Hara, that Ayin Hara has no shlita in him, because he's not makir in the once he's attached himself to the Eibishter, he has an Ayin Tuva. He looks at the world from with Getlecha Oigen, with a perspective from the vantage point, from the Weltanschein of the Eibishter. Therefore, there's no mitzias of Ra in the world. And Chazal tell us, the Gemara says, Tainis, and Abrocha Mitsuya Elabedover Asomi Min Ayin. How do you get your bracha if you close your eyes to the world? And therefore, we know when you tuchen, you get brachas. One traditionally, the meaning is that you put your talis over your head, you close your eyes, because ayin b'milui, ayin yud nun is gimatria arin. Therefore, the pasuk yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha chazal darshim yishmerecha men amazikin. The word mazik, it says in Sforim, is gimatria 157. One more. Then, Ein Havaya 156. In other words, when a person see, where do you get the mazik from? When a person says, "There's Ein Hashem," there's the Eibishter's perspective, but there's one more. There's something else. Masha Enke. When a person sees only the Eibishter's perspective, then there's nothing to be scared about. Yivarech Hashem, Yishmerechem, and Amazikin. You only see good, and therefore we find by Yosef 156, which is Gimatria Ein Havaya. He was thrown and cast into a pit, molling the choshen va'akravim, and miraculously he was saved. What happened here? Says in Tikkun Zoyer, someone who Hashmiras Einayim is not scared of the choshen. Why? Because the Gemara says in Soita Gemira, we have a tradition that the Yetzirah is only shoylit in that which a person sees. And therefore, all Averis, starting from the Chet Yetzadah, start with the eyes. And Chazal tell us that the Malach HaMoves, which is Huasopno Yetzaharu Malach HaMoves, is Mole Einayim. And the Rebbe Yonason says, the Yaris Drash was trapped, that the Yetzaharu, the Malach HaMoves, comes to a person from all the Re'ias Asuras that he saw in this world. And therefore, when a person reaches the Madrega of Yosef, Ein Havaya, Peiras Yosef, Ale Ayin, and B'nai Soad al-Ishur, all the princesses are throwing their rings and their netzomim and tabas and the shirayim, and he doesn't even turn his head to look. Therefore, Chazal say in the schus of Yosef, Yidin was zichur to kriyat yamsuf, v'yar yisod yaragdela, zakeli v'anveyum baran betzboi, even the shivchas saw more than shiron neviim, as Rashi says. And therefore, there's a time, let's say Shabbos, is in the realm of time. What the Beis Hamikdash, the Hayu Einai VeLibisham, is in the gather of Mokim. Shabbos is a day of serenity. Reb Tzadik says in Rishis Laila at great length that when the lesson of Shabbos is that nothing happens to a person. Achutz the Eibishter is the only balabas in this world. It's not your Shvitzerai, etc. And therefore Kayin, who was Yoinik from the Zuama of the Nochosh. And therefore, just like the Nochosh had a Gefreliche Kina against Odom and Chava, and Kayin was Yoinik, and he had a Gefreliche Kina and Sina and Tzachos, Kina get his brother Hevel, committed the first act of murder. And he was Nisgalgal, as Arizal famously tells us, Moshe is the Gilgal of Hevel, and Kairach is the Gilgal of Kayin. Therefore, the Kayin, we know by Kayin, when he said the Eibishter, everyone will kill me, and Chayero will kill me. So the Eibishter gave him an ois. What was this ois? Says the Kodesh Magid of Yisrael, the ois of Shabbos. That the whole week a person is nova nod ba'oretz and artius and gashmius in the marketplace and kina sin of the sacharot. This competition, this hatred, this whatever. Come Shabbos, Asisi. The Medrash famously says that Kayin said to his father, "Asisi tshuva v'nis basharti on Shabbos, when I internalize the lesson of Shabbos, I have menucha," which, by the way, Rabbi Chaim Friedman says, "I'm moed to gevort." I have no time to elaborate. We have a din that on the important Shulchan Aruch, Yosef, that when you eat a meal, you take off the sakinim when you bench. Why is that? There are two reasons. The first reason is the rikeach, brought navudraham and sholaleket, because today shulchan shel adam is bechaper, the shulchan is like a mizbeach. And by the mizbeach it says loisonif alei barza. So when it comes to bench, you remove the knife. Another reason is based on the story, Shem Rabin Simcha, a person was saying Nachem with Rachim, was crying over the Churim Beis Hamikdash, and he became so distraught, he took a knife on the table and he stabbed himself. Shtel zuch t'shayla oy bazoi, why is it that on Shabbos Kodesh, we're allowed to have the knives on the table? It's Kamer Tirutzim, but the simple answer brought Shem Ruchayim Vital, based on the Rizal, on Shabbos, the avoin of that we remove the sakinin is because there could be mixed in within our neshama as a chelik from Kayin, from the kinna of Kayin, from the lack of serenity, the lack of tranquility, the navanod, the upheaval, the turbulence within a person. Shabbos, a person comes to peace. There's only menucha on Shabbos, and therefore Shabbos, a person is freed from all this turbulence. It's only inner peace. And now I understand that the Gilgal of Kayin was Korach. Chazal say, the Zohar says, why did Korach rebel against Moshe? Because he rebelled against the concept of Sholem, which is Shabbos. What's Shabbos? What do you mean rebelled against Sholem, rebelled against Shabbos? He actually rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. Let me try to explain. We discussed every year how Korach was really a Drahubin, a lofty person. The Heilig Gazette, the Korach as the Chuzah put it, in the Sabbath of his Mayrich, and the godless of Al Rachakudish, etc., etc. So where did Korach, such a holy person, where did he stray? Where did he go so wrong? So Chazal tells us, Korach Shebikeachoy, Korach, who was such a wise person, and he was Mitoyan Ha'oran, someone who carried the Oran Hakudish. So why did he, what happened to him? How did he make Marolush Tuzet? So Chazal tells us, Eino Hityos, he made a mistake with his eyes. So the Rebbe Yehonasan asks in the Sefer Medrash Yehonasan, what is the connection of the fact that Korach was mitoyan ha'oren, he carried the oren, to the fact that he had the shtus of making a meriva, a rebellion against the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu? And I saw a beautiful vort. The Baruch Shem Schneerson says this in the Sefer Birkas Shimon, the Sefer Elif Hamogin from contemporary Rav German or Shivan Bobov says a similar vort. Based on all the Sfarim HaKadosh. The Kosher Glover in Eretz Asvi and Bemis Yisui, Jerim says this, and many Sforim. Chaim Chernovitzer, Rebbe Chaim says this, Polner Rebbe says this. Obviously, Korach was a very holy person. Only get davened, then he learned, then he had Ruach HaKodesh with Alamayis. But Korach felt that that is his avoida, which comes from his own Haravani, his own Amelus. What he made a mistake was that everything that he had came not in his own schus, it came in the schus of Moshe. Sfer Shlomo famously says, the Gemara says in Brachos, that Yiru l'gabi Moshe is milt, l'gabi Moshe is milt r'zutzus. If you're standing in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushalayim is a minor matter, because you didn't reach much higher madrig. But it doesn't come from the Maila Atzmus, the intrinsic Maila of that generation. It came from the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu, which he bestowed upon. Now, tells us the Klotz Kasha. How old was Korach at the time of his rebellion against Moshe? Now, there's a classic that Magen Rishonim, the Malach, told the Bnei Yosef that at the same moment when Moshe killed the Mitzri, who was pinicking the Jew, he died, and that neshama was nisgalgal into Korach. How old was Moshe when he slayed the Egyptian, the taskmaster? One opinion was he was just bar mitzvah, or even before bar mitzvah. Therefore, they said misom chol ish, you know, even bar mitzvah. According to another day in Chazal, Moshe was 20. According to another opinion, he was 40. How old was Moshe at the time of the Gula? 80. So the fizah, the Korach at this time was either, let's say, if Moshe was 20, then Korach is 61. Or for 41. There is an opinion that Jerim brings that he was 120. I'm not going through all the dates. But according to most of opinions found in Chazal, Korach was an older man, or at least 60. Now we know the pasuk says, "Miben chamishim shana yoshuv lebeisai." After the age of 50, the Levim were not allowed to schlep in the masa. Nobody does a masa. The pasuk, because you're an older person. An older person can't be doing the schlepping work. So how was Koyrach, Toyanei Aaron, someone who carried the Nakodesh, if he was over the age of 50? Say this for him, Akdoshim, a very status, applies to all the other Kliya Mishnah. Masha'en came by the Aaron HaKodesh, the pasuk says, the Aaron Noisiyat Noisa. It carries those, it doesn't really have to be carried. It carries those, it schleps those who shall carry it. So for the Aron HaKodesh is the Charaya, you think you're doing the Avodas HaKodesh because of you, so you're schlepping the Aron HaKodesh is schlepping you. Well, Derech Zerah, Baruch Shimon says, we find that Korach Nedrish, Chazal say in Tachum, it's afraid, that Korach stirred, he agitated the Eden against Aaron. Look how much money we have to pay, these taxes we got to pay to the upkeep of Aaron Ubon. What he didn't realize is you give tzedakah, you give meiser, etc., etc. You think you're doing a favor to the recipient. And Korach should have learned this lesson. Just like the Aaron carries him, the person, the personification of the Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu, carries his entire generation. And all that we have comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, this helps me understand another famous Medrash. The Medrash famously says, it's Gemara in the Torah, the Gemara in the Torah also. The Gemara says that when there was a machlikas of Korach with Moshe, the Shemesh and the Areach went to the world of Zvul, a higher, loftier sphere in the cosmos, and said to the Eberster, if you're not going to help out Ben Amram in this machlokes, we're not coming out, not the sun by day and not the moon by night. What in the world does the sun and the moon got to do with the machlokes, Korach and Moshe? Say this forum, the Emes, the Rebbe Chaim, and the Sefer Shatvila, others forum explain. The Eberster initially created Shnei HaMa'oris HaGdol, two luminous, autonomous bodies. The moon came to attain it to the Eberster, Ein Shnei Melochim Mishtam Shemekasarech, and you can have two kings with one crown. So the Eberster said, L'chivet tismati esatzme, make yourself smaller. You're not going to independently transmit light, you're going to reflect the light of the sun. Papa, you're right, Ein Shnei Melochim Mishtam Shemekasarech. And because the Levona, because I said something right, I have to become smaller, said the Eberster on every Rish Chodesh, you bring up the soil, the chatos, the kvayochel, the kapora to the Rebbeinu Shalom, who told the moon to limit itself. Asher Alkin, all the Sforim explained, that's what we find, that Gemara says that when they showed Rav Rachono, the Altaya, the blue Korach, on Rish Chodesh, Dafka, as the Gemara says, Dafka on Rish Chodesh, they cry out, Moshe Emes, V'toyrosi Emes, Ein Badoin. Because what did Korach taina? You're allowed, you can have two kings and one crown. I am I and Moshe is Moshe. And each one of us independently has to find our way to heaven, to serve Hashem. What he didn't realize, everything comes in the schus of Moshe, because that's the way the Eberster created the world. Mishpio, Mekabel, and gathered the Aruch HaNer, and says, that's chat. Why won't the sun and the moon, why are you going on strike? Because the Eberster creates light. The Eberster is Eir Olam. No, he creates through the Mimutz of Shemesh V'Yareach. If Korach is right, and therefore you don't need Mimutz, so as a taka will be lost in love, when you won't need a sun and the moon, therefore the sun and the moon don't need to come out and bring illumination and radiate the world. In other words, everything that comes to the Dard Midbar, the Dardeya, regardless of the greatness of Korach, comes in the schus of Moshe. And that's also trapped as a famous Medrash Pliya. What did Korach see to rebel against Moshe? So Parshas Paraduma. By Paraduma says, it's Lecha, you, Moshe, understand it. For everyone else, it's a Chuk. Says the Sefer to resolve, one of the great Tzadikim. There are sometimes you see a Tzadik doing something you don't really understand. But a person has to know whatever for you is a Chuk. For the Tzadik, the famous part from the Holy Originer, Umi goy godol asher loy chukim umishpatim tzadikim. There are tzadikim of chinas choyk. There are tzadikim of chinas mishpat. And that is the bechina of Moshe. That everything is the tzinor through which all kedusha comes down in the world. And the famous story from Shalom Shachtman of Provich, the son of the Malach, the grandson of the Magid, that when he passed away, Yudali Tishrei Erev Chagasukis, and he left in the world two young sons. The oldest was called Rav Avram. The second was Rav Yisrael, who later became the Sabbath Kaddish of Rishon. And already the first night of Sukkot, his son Rav Avram in the Sukkot, surrounded by all the chassidim, sat on his father's benkel, and he took over Gepravit. He took over the Rabbistim. And there was an old chassid, an old chassidim, find it hard to suddenly transfer allegiance from their old Rebbe who passed away, whom they were dovuk, the Levi Nefesh. And he saw this young Rebbe, who was 16 years old at the time, and a firtan, a ganzer, a bisvar, he didn't have a skama from the Gedalia Ador. He was turned off, and he said, I'm going to find myself a new tzaddik, a new Rebbe to be dovuk. Anyway, after his sukkis, he left the young, for his young, he went home. And a few days later, by the way, he happened to be in Provich again, and he decided it's only minanimus to go to the Rebbe's son, to Mekabel Shalom. He went in, and the young Rebbe told him, I'll tell you a story. Just out of the blue, but he knew it was Baruch HaGadosh. He said, Moshel, the Melech, who desired to build the most splendorous, wondrous palace, and he contacted the greatest architects and builders and artisans. He had the most magnificent works of art on the walls. And then he invited all the people in his country to go and visit the palace, open the doors. Anyone who could see that all the artwork is perfect, anyone who can find any mistake in the artwork, He will give him a king's ransom. Came a poor, ignorant peasant, and he was studying all the works of art, and he saw a picture of a. In the picture, there also was a peasant, who his face was red. You could see he was drunk, and he's holding a bottle of wine. And he went to the king, and he said, "Your Majesty, this portrait, this is mistaken. Why?" Because if a person is drunk, he can't be holding the glass of wine, the bottle, so perfectly. And the king thought, you're right. And he gave him a fortune, a reward. And the peasant said, this is a gewaldige parnasa. I'm going to look at the other paintings and find mistakes. Next day, he sees a painting of the king wearing the keser amelech. And he goes to the king. There's a mistake in the even toiva, in the stone, on the schmitz, at the top of the keser amelech. The king immediately told his avodim, flog this fellow, give him fresh. He says, yesterday I was rewarded today. He said, when you come to be chayva day, to voice an opinion about drunken peasants. So you're a drunken peasant, you know about them. What do you understand about the Evin Toiva Shebekesar Melach? There are people who are just on a different world. The Bulgari Rav, the father of the present Belzer Rebbe, once famously said a mashal. You have a sulam, you have a ladder. And the ladder has many rungs. And a person could say to himself, well, I'm on this rung. And the tzaddik is on a higher rung. I know Baba Kama, and he knows all shas. That is a horrible mistake. You're not on the same ladder. You're in totally different places. You're going to different places. You're coming from different places. It's a totally different world. There's a famous story that I'm late. There's many such and young. The idea is the Musar Haskel of Parshas Korach is that a person is misakin the months of Tammuz by looking at the world not from our perspective, but Einei Hashem El Tzadikim. Let's give you one example. We know in Tanya there's a Beinoni, which a Beinoni means a person is so upkeeping Machshava Dibur Maisa. A Rosh is a person who sins. We're all in the Gedder Rishon. Without any great humility. In the beer of time. A Beinoni is a person who's upkeep in Machshava Dibur Maisa, but he still faces the inner trials and tribulations, the turbulence, the seductions of the Yetzer, to more or less degree. A Tzaddik is a person, he's put to sleep, he's eradicated his Yetzer completely. But in the Gedder of Tzaddik itself, there's a Tzaddik, Toivoyan Tzaddik, now the Rebbe in Perikei explains, Tzaddik v'raloi means he's not suine the Rabbi Tachlus, and the Tzaddik v'toivoi, he has complete utter hatred of Rach. So the Chori, you would say, like, The chutta saira different between a tzaddik v'rali and tzaddik v'toyv. The emet, it's a world of it. A per two people could hate something, but for two totally different reasons. A person likes a geshmak, a steak and chips is his best meal. And suddenly someone whispers that someone put arsenic, poison in it, and if you eat it, you'll die. For steak, he has no taiva kiyuzeh for the steak. Oh, but it doesn't mean he hates steak. He hates the arsenic, the poison in it. Louis said there wouldn't be poison in it. He would love the steak. So you can have a tzaddik v'ra'loi. He sees the veld. He sees Olam Haza. And he really would go for Olam Haza. But the Eber just said no. The Eber said there's a dovera. By doing this thing, you're cutting yourself off from Kiddusha. So because of his gewaldig love for the Eberster, he has no yetzer for the dovera gashmi. But intrinsically, he would go for it. What is then, it's like l'chura, the greatest level. What could be more than that? A tzaddik v'toivla is pshat. By the Eberster. The Eberster is not pshat. There's getlichkeit, there's ruchnias. And then it's also sushi and pizza and alle shvatzer taivis. And the Eberster says, my kedusha, my ruchnias is greater than your sushi. By the Eberster is, there's nothing else. Einod muvadik, there's no sushi, there's no taivis, it's garnished. The tzaddik who comes from the Neshamash and has had to be tahiri before the Atta Velosi, before in this world, he only sees the world from the perspective of the Abraham. When he looks at another Jew, he sees the Jew not via his nose, not his eyes, he sees Neshamah. He sees Getlachat. Therefore, he sees more potential in the Jew than the Jew sees in himself. And that's the idea of Einei Hashem el Yireya, Einei Hashem el Tzaddikim. The void of this month, therefore, Kirach teaches us the haflaw, the incredible, awesome, infinite chasm between Moshe Rabbeinu and the rest of Kal Yisrael. To be dovuk and tzaddikim and einio eida. When you look at a Jew, just to get a practical level, there was an American literature, just to end off, there was a famous preacher called Henry Ward Beecher, one of the greatest, most prolific, brilliant scholars, orators. And he had a sister called Harriet Beecher Ward, who was also famous as an author of a work called Uncle Tom's Cabin. When Abraham Lincoln met her, oh, this is the lady who started the Civil War because of this book, which was anti-slavery, changed the minds of the North, and they went to fight for the emancipation of the slaves and the entire Civil War ensued. So Harriet went to her brother, the preacher, and she asked him to get involved in a charity to help a certain individual who was a nitzer. And Henry Ward Beecher became famous and was inundated with requests. He said, Harriet, I'm so busy, I'm out of my mind. I can no longer be involved in the needs of an individual. And it's told, perhaps apocryphal, that the sister turned to him and said, Henry, even the Almighty is not so busy. It's a very deep story. Sometimes we deal in such lofty things. We've got just today's Rebbe Zyorzer Gimel Talmud. We'll end up with the story. There's a guy in Manchester I know, and he used to live in London, and he was helping a person who was not a full shilling. He was a troubled soul, and they decided to contact his local rabbi of his local United Synagogue to see if he could help him. He could steer him on the right path. And the local rabbi said, "How you know, at the United Synagogue in London, they have 1,000 families, 2,000 families membership. How could a rabbi deal with one single individual?" So he decided to write a letter to the chief rabbi at the time, whoever it was. And the chief rabbi is not only involved in the Holy Night Synagogue, he has to deal with Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland and the entire British Empire and Hong Kong and Amsterdam. The chief rabbi has no time to deal with individuals. So he took this troubled soul to the rabbi. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, the rabbi found an hour to deal with it. Even with a whole queue of people outside. And the more that's Einei Hashem to be by the Eivishter, every yid is choshev kivovas einei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we begin to look at the world and other people and ourselves from that perspective. Then the Eivishter judges us l'chavskus, as the Tiferes Shleim famously says. And then the months of Einei Yerdemayim is transformed. Tamos v'gimachio l'kim choshev l'toiva. And these days are transformed l'simcho l'sosin. Amen.